This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Southern New England Sports Original, 1037 WEEI. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We now return to Meir and the Coach. Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England Sports Original, 1037 WEEI.
The second hour of Meter and the Coach. He's Tim Welsh. I'm John Mitaparelli. We head right to the phone lines and join our good friend, BC Athletic Director Blake James. Blake is running with an abandon right now, Tim, as he gets ready for the football season in 13 days. Rutgers and BC at the Heights. Blake, it's certainly been quite a turnaround from you since coming from Miami, and have you caught your breath yet?
Yeah, you know, working on it. Obviously, a lot's going on. As you touched, we have football in 13 days, but things have already got going. We had a soccer game last Thursday. We got another one today. So we're in full go mode right now, and it's fun to be a part of the BC program.
Yeah, Blake, you've been on the job, I think, 52 days officially. I spoke to you the other day, it was 50, so my Ithaca College math, that's another 2 days here. 52 days. What have you learned in your first 52 days about BC?
I think I knew a lot of it, but I had a lot of things confirmed. Obviously, we have a real passionate fan base that wants to see us be successful, and I think is ready to have us achieve success at a greater level. We have a very supportive institutional leadership team, and I think you've seen that when you see what has been done over the previous years. And obviously we have kids who want to exceed at the highest level, both academically and athletically, and that's what college athletics is all about. And I'm looking forward to continuing to grow with this program, and as I said at the press conference, really taking the Heights to new heights.
Well, Blake, obviously it's an interesting time in all of college athletics, and I know you're at the forefront of all the decisions, and you've been on the councils, whether it be with the NCAA or the ACC when you were at Miami as head of the athletic directors, and you know, you're highly regarded as far as that is in your experience and your thoughts. But I'm just interested to get your take on the landscape of college athletics. As you know, we're always looking at the moving parts, but you know, what do you see, where do you see the future, not only of Boston College and the ACC, but college athletics in general with the most recent moves of UCLA and USC to the Big Ten?
Well, it's something that's always changing. And Tim, you know, if you think back to when you and I were together in the early 2000s at Providence, what it meant to be a student athlete then is significantly different than what it means today. And even if we cut that time in half, what it meant in 2011, 2012 is significantly different than what it looks like today. And so the future is going to continue to evolve and change. What that exactly looks like, it's hard to say, because I think I would struggle to say we'd be where we are today if we had this conversation probably even 3 years ago. But it's one where I know it's going to continue to change. I think one of the things that we haven't done a great job of as an association, I won't put the blame on the NCAA because we're all a part of it, but what it means to be a student athlete, it's really a special experience. You know, through my years, I've had so many individuals who've gone on and competed at the highest level professionally, and what they all tell me when they come back is the best time they ever had playing the sport they love was while they were you know, in college with their, with that group that they, and that bond that they created there. So it's going to look a lot different. Obviously there's big money that's involved in all that. You know, when you tie in NIL, that takes it to a whole new level. I do think we ought to figure out some type of national approach, because when I think the latest count is you have 34 states that have different laws. You can't have everyone playing by a different set of rules. So as much as I don't know that you necessarily want federal government involved, but I think it's something that's needed, and it's something that I think will help create what the future will look like. But I will say this, I'm confident that it's going to continue to be a great experience. We have kids from all over the world that come to get a degree and play a sport that they love, because the system we have here in the United States for collegiate sports is the best in the world. And I know that it'll continue to be that. And I look forward to being a part of helping shape that in the future.
You know, it's funny you bring back the days when you and I together at Providence, and probably never in our wildest dreams, not in mine, would you think that a Ryan Day at Ohio State or Greg Schiano at Rutgers, your opening day opponent, or even the stuff going on with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, talking in terms of millions, tens of millions of dollars to their boosters, their fans, to say, if we don't raise this money, we're going to lose players to other teams. You know, I wonder how do you approach that and balance that as far as making sure NIL is still competitive with everybody else in your conference, and also still being able to go to your top donors and say, listen, we need this for facilities. We need this for charters. We need this for to get our volleyball team across the country on a charter once in a while. How do you balance that in moving forward with today's changing landscape with the NIL?
Well, I think each school has to take their own approach. And I think one of the things that, you know, my belief is, Tim, is we as an institution, you know, shouldn't be involved in that. If there's opportunities for young people to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, I recognize that's where we've gone in college athletics, and that's where it's going to be in the future. And again, that goes back to, you know, my previous comment on the need for some type of federal setup, because again, from my perspective, I don't think it's something that we should be talking about the donors needing to give to these different types of things. To me, we should be talking about legitimate name, image, and likeness. You take someone like Zion Williamson. When Zion went into Duke, he could have signed and made money regardless of where he went. I think he strengthened his brand by going to Duke, but it's not a situation where he would have had problems signing endorsement deals with whether he'd gone to Boston College, Providence, Miami, Maine, ultimately anywhere that he went, I think he would have been able to do that. And that's where I'd like to see the rules ultimately go. But again, right now we're in this period where that there isn't any real set standard. Everyone's kind of playing by their own set of rules. And I think it's opened up the door to what you're talking about, you know, where you have coaches around the country talking about, hey, we need this X amount of dollars from our supporters to be competitive. And that kind of is counter to what name, image, and likeness really is all about.
Yeah, Blake, I think it's such a Wild West mentality now. But the good news is football starts next week, not for BC. That's week zero next week for many teams around the country. You start September 3rd against Rutgers on the field. I saw you out in practice the other day. What are your thoughts on where BC's headed and on the field this year and the direction of the program under Jeff Hafley?
Well, I guess I'll go first to the second question. The direction of the program is going up under the direction of Jeff Hafley. Just in my 52 days with Jeff, having a chance to be around him, we have a special person that is leading our program, and I feel very confident about Jeff's vision and his way of coaching and communicating that vision and getting the team aligned and going one direction. This year, obviously, and you and I talked about it on Friday, It's a challenging schedule, but it's one that I think we're going to see progress from our team. And based on the little bit that I've gotten, John, you probably watched a lot more of it than I have even this year. And obviously, historically, I have a much greater understanding. I think it's one where we probably don't have the depth where we want it to be yet at this point. But that's something that we're building on. And so if we can stay healthy in some key positions, obviously line is always key. And I know we have a whole new group there, and it's something where, you know, we're going to need to stay healthy on the line. And then obviously we have some key players at some skill positions. I think to stay healthy is which is probably every coach and every athletic director in the country saying we need to stay healthy. So it's probably not a great answer, but I think staying healthy will be a big part of us having great success this year.
And also around the BC campus, I've been there a long time. There's such an energy and there's such an infusion of excitement about athletics in general, not just about football, but you toured. You got an update Friday about the new Hogue basketball facility. Tim and I have talked a lot about that, what that means to the program. BC will have an indoor facility for basketball that is probably one of the best in the country, and it's going to be done hopefully by next summer. That's a huge boost for your program, isn't it?
Oh, a huge win. And Tim knows from his time as a coach. I mean, you're recruiting young kids who are very impressionable, and they want to see flashy first-class facilities that allow them to see that vision of them achieving their greatest success. And we all know that it may not need all the bells and whistles with where we're at in college athletics today, but it's a reality of the world that you're recruiting in. And so it's important to position yourself in that right light, in that top group. And through the generosity of Mikey and Jay Hogue and so many others who have made that facility a reality for us, as you touched on, we'll have a fully done facility next August, but we'll have the team in there practicing by the beginning of February. And so it's an exciting time for Boston College basketball. I'm really looking forward to what Coach Grant and his team not only accomplished on the court this year, but what this investment in the program will help take us to new heights in future years to come.
You know, Blake, you make some great points about facilities in Providence. I don't know if you've been down to their new facility, but we had a reunion a couple weeks ago, and Rick Pitino, Billy Donovan, and made their first treks back to the campus in a long time, and they just couldn't, their eyes were wide open. They said the Providence College basketball facility is the best in the country. And, you know, from where they were to that point and all the success they've had is directly correlated to that. And then, of course, you see here John Calipari a couple of weeks ago saying, we need a new facility, you know, and they were one of the first ones to have a facility. But if you built one 20 years ago, it's antiquated. That's the way it is today. But, you know, where is the basketball program now in your mind? And where is it headed as far as the ACC? We all know what a bear of a conference it is. And, you know, what is Earl Grant doing to make moves to move to the middle of the pack? I was very impressed with them, especially late in the season last year.
Yeah, and again, I don't mean to play the new guy card, but I will. You know, honestly, I haven't had enough time to really get a great understanding. I've been watching last season's football games as I have time, just so I have a better appreciation of where we're at and Jeff's approach to coaching. I will say this, Tim, in my conversations with Earl, I've just been very impressed with his approach, his thoughts and analysis on where we're at and where we need to go. And again, as you know, as you make these investments in facilities, it helps on that recruiting front. I think Boston College has a tremendous history. I look at it this way. I was blessed with a great coach at Miami in Coach Larrañaga. And when he came there, I think as he'll say, everyone told him, hey, you're never going to beat Duke and Carolina. You're never going to win the ACC, and no one ever goes to the games. And if you look at his record against Duke and Carolina, I think it's among the best in the league. He won the ACC in 2013, both the regular season and the conference championship. And who would have thought when the ACC started that Miami basketball would win an ACC championship before their football team would? And we sold out the Watsco Center in season tickets after that. And so, again, I think when you look at getting the right coach, investing in the facilities, investing in the program, and we're doing all those things, I think there's a very bright future for Boston College men's basketball, and it's one where, you know, my vision is that, you know, that we're a tournament team on a regular basis, and that happens as you know, Tim, anything can happen. Again, during Coach L's run at Miami, it's two Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight, and again, I'm not putting any of that pressure on Earl, but what you want to do is get to the tournament. When you get to the tournament, you win and move on, and where that stops, no one knows until you go through it. It's one of the things that makes March Madness, March Madness. And I'm just looking forward to getting to know our basketball program better, supporting it, doing what I need to do to help complement, I think, the great steps we've taken to help put them in a position to be successful. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
You know, you've got a coach in place that it seems like he's the guy that can really take you to the next step in football. But as far as everything else goes, you know, you were at a great institution for football in Miami. You know, what have you seen from your time at BC, and what are some of your early ideas on where you want to take the next steps in progressing the program with facilities, or, you know, opportunity for more staff or better staff? Just what is your early game plan? And I know it is early. You haven't even been here 2 months, yeah. But you know, what are your thoughts on running a first-class football program in the ACC?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. And I guess I would say this, Tim, and you touched on it with Kentucky. You have to constantly be doing things with your facilities, because the minute you stop, everyone keeps moving past you. And so we have to be looking at what are the things that we need to continue to be doing in our facilities to put us in the best spot possible. At the same time, we have to elevate how we operate. And that can be, you know, from day to day, what our student athlete experience looks like, to the resources, from a staffing perspective that we put around that program. And so, again, you don't necessarily have to spend the most amount of money to be successful. We see that at programs all around the country that throw a ton of money at things that aren't successful. It's important to be strategic. I think it's important to do it consistent with who you are. And that's, you know, what has me excited about being at Boston College. I think they have a great understanding of who we are and who we want to be and how we're going to get there. And so for me, it's taking and working with the areas that I see that we need to continue to improve to achieve success at the ACC level, because if we do that, obviously we're going to be in the talk for at the national level. But first, we got to focus on just getting to where we want to be in the ACC, and so that's going to be the focus. And again, it's probably a longer answer to the question we're looking for, but it's one where we got to constantly be looking at facilities and making improvements facilities, and we have to constantly be working on creating a better student athlete experience, and that goes to operationally what we're doing, both from a staffing and a day-to-day operation. And then recruiting is key. As you know, as a coach, I haven't found one coach yet who's told me, if you get great kids, it makes it a lot easier to win games. And we got to make sure that we're going out and finding kids that really appreciate and want to be at BC, that we can take and develop and really take our program to the next level.
Blake, you have Rutgers coming in on September 3rd. That's a noon kickoff. Always a great time to be in Boston Labor Day weekend. I'm sure you're excited. Your opener, team's opener. How do fans get tickets, and what's on the docket? Are you doing anything different, or is it just a point where, in terms of the fan experience this year, you're going to just come in and say, hey, you know what, this is my first year, I'm learning, and we'll see how it goes? Or what do you have planned for the fan experience at Alumni Stadium?
Well, for the first game, it's going to be, I'm going to see how it's going. I'm not going to say we're going to wait a whole year. If I see something in game one that I think we need to do differently, by game two, hopefully that's in place. But yeah, right now it's taking things in, seeing how we operate, you know, from the start of our first touch of a fan when they get on campus, from their, you know, their parking, their tailgating experience, their entry into the stadium. And obviously, as you know, with the whole construction, we're going to be moving some people, maybe in some different ways and all that. But, you know, seeing how that all operates, and then working with our staff, if there's things I see that clearly we can do better, yeah, we'll work to address those things right away. But, yeah, some of it is taking it all in. You know, to answer your first question, you know, the first part is people can order season tickets right now. They can go online, or they can order them. They can call our ticket office and order them. You know, we've had really a lot of excitement and energy around football. Our ticket numbers are up, so I encourage those that want to really see an exciting team. What I've picked up, and John, like I said, I know you've watched more than I have, but just watching games last year, this is a team that plays hard for Jeff, and they are all in, and they're a team. And you know, watching them out at practice, and I know you were out there. You know, you see that continuing to grow and develop, and just, you know, they really push hard and play hard for Jeff. And that's what you want to see when you go watch a football team, is a team that plays like a team and that they give 100%. And, you know, from what I've seen from our games, obviously there's things that we have to do better, and there's mistakes that are made. And I know our coaches are working on that, and I'm confident we're going to be better. But it's a fun team to watch, and it's going to be, I think, a real fun season to watch this year.
I would agree. I think it's going to be a special year for BC. It all starts September 3rd against Rutgers. Blake James, first year AD at BC, welcome to Boston. Welcome to Chestnut Hill. And the good news is, Tim Welsh, you found a place to live, right, Blake?
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? One of the things way back when I first saw you guys on, I think it was June 1st that we did the press conference, Kelly and I decided, you know, we wanted to get a house right away, and we were able to close on a house, and we got all of our stuff up here from Miami. I guess finally all of it got here last weekend, and now this weekend we're doing all the unloading of all the boxes finally, and I think I made five trips to the recycle center yesterday with boxes. I got to the point where the guys kept going, "You're back again." So, yeah, it's one we wanted to be set before the season got started, and you know, really, you know, credit to Kelly, because she kind of carries the all the heavy weights behind the scenes, and we're in a house that's a few miles from campus. I got a 10-minute commute, and looking forward to taking in a lot of our competitions this year. So we're all set and excited to be here in Boston and part of the Boston College family.
No, we're excited to have you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Blake James, look forward to having you on the show again very soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, great to be on. Happy to do it anytime, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Blake.
All right, you too, Blake. Thanks so much. Blake James, AD, Boston College.
I'm just glad, Meter. I'm just glad, just to interrupt. Sorry, I meant to tell Blake this, but, you know, I didn't want to put him on the spot. I'm just glad I finally have somebody up there I can call for tickets, for good seats for football games. Now that I have somebody that will return my call, because Blake will return our calls. So that's good. Well, we'll come up and see you.
Between Blake and me and, you know, some others, you're okay. You know, we might have some pull for you. Just don't forget us, Tim. You could be there.
We might be there opening day, Meter. We might surprise you. We might.
I think you should be there. You should bring the entire.
I feel bad for Greg Schiano, though. He's trying to raise $13 million to keep his team intact.
Oh God! Well, we're going to get into that coming up with Meter and the coach, Joe Passarelli. You got the ball. You're running with it next with an update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.